What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Jim McTagg, former Washington editor of Barron's, to observe the ironies in the headlines about a crypto trade exchange blowing up. The headline in Bloomberg, FTX owes its 50 biggest unsecured creditors more than $3 billion. Subhead, bankrupt crypto lender Celsius was lax with custody programs. Subhead, Ethereum co-founder Buterin says FTX saga offers lessons for crypto. Subhead, investor studied crypto for years, then missed FTX's red flags. Jim, a very good evening to you. I do not wish at this point to pursue the crypto FTX details because it's all wrapped up in personalities, very young personalities, who I'm certain are at this point scrambling to explain themselves. So we're going to say it's incomplete. I am interested, though, to call upon your experience with bear markets, with recessions, and with fraud in the 20th century and the 21st century. You reminded all of us some months ago when you declared that 2022 would be an ugly first half, and then the market would rally around the election into the spring of 23 and then bar the gate. Okay. During that, you also reminded us that in bear markets, things blow up. The way you put it was, when the tide goes out, you can see who is not wearing a bathing clothes. Is that what FTX is? Is this what crypto is? Is this the blow up that we were waiting for? Good evening, Jim.
Good evening, John. Yeah. During boom times, during bubble times, a lot of so-called sensible investors take great risks and without really telling their investors. And when the economy suddenly changes, when interest rates rise or the cost of doing business goes up, you suddenly see that these bets they made, these highly leveraged bets, will destroy the institution. You know, I'm going to sound like a geezer. But back in the 80s, there was a big oil collapse, an oil field collapse in Texas. And I remember being in Amarillo during a dust storm. I went up to the top floor of a 20-story office building. It was like the tallest building in Amarillo. There was a bank president. It was pre-computer. He had all these ledgers on his desk. And he said, you know, I'm in trouble. I don't have a single oil loan on my books, but I lent money to all these smaller banks that have lots of oil loans. And if they go out of business, I go out of business. Within a month, he was out of business. We're in the same situation now. A lot of banks, commercial banks, made loans to FTX. They have loans to other cryptocurrency operations. These are highly leveraged. They're risky bets. And when interest rates go up and the cost of doing business becomes more expensive, these crypto exchanges can't absorb the new costs and they start to go out of business. And we don't know what the aftershocks are going to be. We don't know how it's going to affect the whole financial system, including our commercial banks.
So we don't know what the banks did prior to this blow up. We don't know how much risk they took. That reminds me of the recession and the risk that Bear Stearns took. And then eventually all the investment banks took the risk of leverage. So leverage always works the same way, right, Jim? That's what we're seeing here. Banks, which present themselves as conservative investors, chase yield, and they get caught up in a failure. And is this what contagion means? that a blow up in one industry leaks into everything else?
It does. Now, in the case of banks, supposedly they have so much capital, a cushion of their own capital, that this exposure shouldn't bring them down because the regulators are always running stress tests using computer simulations of a worst case economic scenario to see if the bank would survive. And supposedly all these banks will survive. The contagion comes in when the general public, somebody, an average person on the street that doesn't really understand crypto, like me, begins to wonder about the safety of my bank that lent a lot of money to FTX. And so I start pulling out my deposits. And that's when a lot of people do that. It's called a run on the bank. And you know, a bank can't function without deposits. So that's the contagion fear right now, that the public will panic at some point and everybody's going to run for that exit simultaneously.
In other words, these are early days. We don't know where this is going. Is that the way to regard it? It's like March of 2008. Bear Stearns fails. The rescue comes in from Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan, $2 a share. Everything's calm for the next few months, and then boom. Is that the cycle we're in?
Yes, I call them river dance crises. Shoes begin to drop, and you think that no more shoes will drop. But as you know, river dance has dozens and dozens of dancers, and so the shoes keep on dropping and dropping and dropping. And that's what's going to happen in this scandal.
Jim McTagg, former Washington editor of Barron's, we're observing crypto phenomenon right now by itself because we can't be certain. The reporting is new. It's fascinating, but it's not written in stone, nor is it in any fashion claiming it's comprehensive because there's so much unknown about FTX, about who it borrowed money from, who it gave money to, where it invested. We're even told from the bankruptcy executors that the records are incomplete. They don't know where the money is. They don't know where all the accounts are. They don't know what the assets are. So the story will continue. We're going to turn to something we do have confidence in, however, and that's central bankers. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
What if your top salesperson was 1,000 times more efficient? And what if a limitless digital workforce helped your number one find leads? A super team working 24/7 on their behalf. Thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks so more deals closed. What if with every sale, each customer felt like they were the only customer? That would be one very efficient sales leader. Now, imagine if every person on your team worked to the power of 1,000. They can with Agentforce. The powerful AI from Salesforce.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good. Without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.